And so we have to stop and think, and we have to meditate on that and say, God, you know, you do the work. And let me get out the way. And you know, then that, see, that's where a lot of difficulties come in, because it's hard for us to get out the way. But yet we're learning. We're learning and growing. Hi, Jamise. Happy birthday. I'll get her when she gets back. So we just can't stop what we're doing. We have to learn and grow. You know, at the beginning of the year, I said this was the year of education. And what I'm talking about is spiritual education. You said, Pastor, you don't have a school. Every day is a school. Every day is a school in the spirit. But it is the year of education. It's because it's like God the Father is saying, I have children. I've got to raise them up. I've got to educate them spiritually. It's like when you send your 5-year-old, 4-year-old, 3-year-old now to public school finally, you know, because you know how important education is to your child's life. You don't even give it a second thought. Do I want to send my child to school or not? You don't give it a second thought. See, it's now spiritually, God's the same way. Am I going to send Pastor Mike to school or not? You know, he doesn't think about that. You know, it's a part of his birth. Out of the Father's womb is spiritual education out of the Father's womb. They go hand in hand. And so God's he's so interesting. That's when we talk about child training in Hebrews 12, we talk about God chastising or child training his children so they can grow up and can handle mature responsibilities. But they see they're all spiritual. And so here's his heart saying, I'm going to raise up spiritual sons and daughters. You know, we go from children to sons. We go from childhood to sonship. Okay. And so pretty much, and I've been really trying to emphasize this, pretty much the church in general, we're still infants in spiritual children. In other words, we cannot take any spiritual responsibility because our senses aren't trained. We still go by what the quote said, true spiritual knowledge and spiritual advancement doesn't come to the mind first. It never comes to the mind first. And it's hard for us to get that because we're so used to using, you know, we got raised in this natural school system, and they said, okay, Pastor Mike, I don't know why it's always you. Pastor Mike, use your mind. Learn how to use your mind. They never told you, learn how to use your spirit. They never told you that. So you have 12 or 13 or how many ever years of learning to use your mind better, but your spirit man was laying dormant. So I say that to say, and I'm not trying to come down on the natural education. We need it. But see, the spiritual, though, has been sorely lacking. We could have had both. But the spiritual has to take precedence over everything. And so his God then having to go back to his church and saying, okay, what about my training? What about me training your spiritual senses? You know, I'm the father of spirits, it says in Hebrews 12. I'm the father of spirits, and I love my children. I just can't grow them. Okay? So here's God's big deal for today, bringing forth us out of childhood, spiritual childhood, into sonship, right? Sonship. We just heard the song. And I like the song. I really like the song, Arise, O Lord, take your place upon the throne. We want Jesus to do that. But see, here's God saying to Sylvia, arise, I want you to arise. And I want you to take your place upon the throne of God. Right? In that revelation, if you overcome, you will sit with me at the right hand of God. Right? So you think that's down the road in the future. God said, I need you on the throne with me now so we can take care of the enemy on the earth. We have a blessing mentality, not a throne mentality. So you see, if we had a bless me mentality, bless me, bless me. How you doing, Chris? I'm blessed, highly favored. Okay, I just know how much a baby you are. It's not wrong, but you See, we got to get past the bless me, God bless me, into the children. Just, you know, your children, when you come home, when you come home with Zaire. Okay, well, I know he's not saying it yet. But it might happen today, so y'all. His children, what you gonna do for me, Daddy? Bless me, Daddy. We're gonna eat that. Yeah, we're going to Walmart, Daddy. Can I get this, Daddy? See, yes, ooh. Not sometimes, a lot of times. You know, when we go to sonship, it's like, okay, Daddy, what can I do for you? What can I give you? What can I give you? What service can I give you? I'm your inheritance. I'm your inheritance. You know, I don't belong to myself. I'm your inheritance. What do I do for you? Move me so that I won't do it till you move me. I won't do it till you move me. But what can I do for you now? See, I never forget this story about the Moravians. I love those Moravians. Prayed 100 years, 24 hours a day for 100 years. How many generations is that? I'm going to tell you something. Children don't do that. Children don't do that. And I never forget when after, toward the end of those 100 years, they're growing up spiritually. And so I can't let go of my last thought. So a lot of what's going on, I'm coming back to that. A lot of what's going on in us is because we still want God to bless us, and he's trying to move us into a whole different mentality, and that's where the struggle comes in, you know. Why aren't you blessing me anymore? Because you need to grow up some. And the more I bless you, the more you're going to want blessings. To the point y'all come up with your little phrases. But see, here's God's thought for the day in this hour, right? You know, I need some sons of God to start manifesting on the earth. Y'all remember Romans 8, right? All creation is groaning. All creation is groaning, waiting with outstretched necks, panting, longing. We're those sons. We're those sons. See, this is not in heaven. Creation is groaning. We need some sons to come forth that can use their spiritual senses finally and know the difference between good and evil, who can now want God's will. I remember in prayer one day, might have been yesterday, we asked that one lady to pray. And the only thing she said was, God, have your way. God, have your way. God, have your way. It's all about you. But I was Brenda. Sorry, Brenda, I had to call you up. God, have your way. Not mine. She didn't say this, but not mine. Have yours. You know why people come into Christianity now? Because they figure they're going to get something. Because that's how y'all present the gospel to them. You know, it's not more. Now it's not being saved from your sins. You know. God's going to bless you and give you everything you want. And then down the road, they get surprised when you got to lose your life. You didn't tell me that part. We got to give it to them straight. You know, come to Jesus, lose your life. And then start growing up. You know, so we have the spiritual capacity inside of us to mature spiritually. That our spirits will get more powerful than our minds. We have this, not that we ever lose our minds, but it just takes its rightful place. So we have this capacity in us for God. And we can learn heavenly things while we're out here on this earth. We have that capacity. See, when I said that, when the scripture says God's, the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation, the mature sons of God to manifest, that was God's intention before the world even began. So the capacity to do that is there. And see, that's has to be PWM. So here's God saying, okay, I love blessing you, but now I want you to start focusing on my purpose, right? We're called according to whose purpose? That's on the other side of God works all things for good, according to those who love him, right? According to those who, called according to his purpose. You know what's going to work together for good for us? When it's his purpose in mind, not our blessing. Okay. Just some grown up little stuff, right? I remember the Moravians. I love those Moravians, man. 100 years. You don't pray 100 years, 24 hours a day. I'm talking about nonstop. You have somebody else's purpose in mind. You're doing that. You don't have your own purpose because, you know, as soon as you get hungry, you're gone, you know, man. Sonic, you know. And that was really the first modern missionary movement, the Moravians. You know, they came before, you know, Hudson and all those guys. It's the Moravians. And before, you know, churches nowadays, we just send people out. They started it. And I can remember the one writing of the guy, he was married. And see, listen, when they went out overseas, they didn't expect to come back. Not because, you know, there was blue water in some of those places. No, they knew they were going to die. They knew they were going to get killed for that gospel. They knew it. And this one guy was married, engaged, you know, in love and such. But the Holy Spirit said, I need you to go across and witness to the foreign people. And here he goes. I got to go, honey. I got to go. We can't get married. And the lady is broken up. What? Broken up. You know how it is. Marriage is a big deal. And as he was pulling off on the boat to go, she started crying out, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And he cried back and said this, so that Jesus can receive his reward. See, we always think about blessings. What about his reward? What about his reward? He died. Can we throw our crowns at his feet? You know, can we grow up a little bit? Can we grow up a little bit, PWM? Can we have the Father's heart, you know? What about him? What about him? Now I'm trying to get you to your rightful place. See, when you get on the throne, you don't even need blessings, right? You ain't even think about blessings. What? Your whole perspective is different. I'm going to knock some stuff down from up here. I'm going to knock some stuff down from up here. I'm going to knock some of the enemy stuff out. I'm going to do Ephesians 6 like really hard. I'm not wrestling against flesh and blood anymore. I have a different perspective. I ain't thinking about no blessings, you know. I done sort the kingdom, and everything else going to be added unto me. I ain't thinking about no blessings. I'm thinking about the Father's purposes getting taken care of for eternity. For eternity. I ain't thinking about trying to get to heaven anymore. I'm in the heavenlies. Right? He that overcomes. See, this is why Shelley had that dream. She told us about Wednesday night. You know, there was a pyramidal shaped structure, and it had steps going up to the top. And at the top was a ring of fire. That's just say it's the throne of God, right? And she said on every step was an obstacle. And she was about to go up one. And she said to God, I can't make it. And she said, that's her controversy with God, probably ours too. I always argue with him. I can't make it. This is too much for me. Why you do this to me, you know? why? It's about you. Why? And God can settle her down and say, okay, I'm going to get you up there. It's my grace and my spirit that's going to get you up there, right? So you go from one step. It's the secret of the stairs. You go one from one. It's an ascent. You go from a spiritual ascent. You go from one step to the other, right? Okay, here my sons beginning to ascend. They're not down at the bottom like babies whining and crying and saying, give me a bowl of Cheerios or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They've got an ascent toward heaven. They also have an ascent toward their authority. They also have an ascent toward sonship. They're no more babies any longer. They're no more going by just their mind and their outward circumstances and situations and their past and what's done to them and who said what to them and why can't it be different? Who cares? Can you grow spiritually? Can you go? This is the secret of the stairs, Wade Taylor called it. I'm climbing up here to the top. Eventually, the higher I go, the more authority I walk in. The higher I go, the more I feel like a son. I'm not a junior 3-year-old anymore. You know, Von Zell come here, little Von Zell. See, our children's workers know what I'm talking about. Because, you know, it's a great difficulty to get a small child out of that into that responsibility. Okay, you got to learn how to pee in a pot. If you don't train them, they're going to go in that diaper till they're 21. If you don't train them, they're going to go in it until they're 21. But see, there's always a conflict there. So it takes father patience to get us out of our diapers because there's always stuff going on. It's with great difficulty we go out of the natural to the spirit. It's with great difficulty. But yet God says, get on that next step. And I'm going to show you how to get to the next one. The problem is, in general, the church has sat on the bottom step. See, it doesn't agree with bless me anymore. You know, here's the spiritual training. You know, something finally good here for Pastor Mike. Pastor Mike is growing spiritually finally. Somebody clap. So here, listen. So we don't come to church just to as our Sunday duty. That's why we don't come. It's over. Give me something to grow by. Don't let me stay in my infant stage. Sure, it's okay for an infant to cry, but not when you're 13 and 15 and 21. You have to respond to trials differently. Oh, they're going to keep coming, but they got to become joy and sweet to you after a while. Not at first. Not at the beginning. They're going to keep knocking you down, but he's going to keep picking you up. But then eventually you have to see him differently. I'm just in training to reign with him, to sit upon his throne to sit next to him on his throne like he sits on his, right? Where are those people? Somebody, see, the world is waiting for that. The whole world's waiting for that. You know, I heard somebody share this the other day. It was this time of year. They came outside. It was quiet. And as soon as they stepped out the door, 5 minutes later, birds start singing all over the place. Birds just singing and singing. And he said, Lord, what's all this singing? Because all creation has been waiting for you. They're singing because of you. They're responding to your spiritual maturity. Creation is seeing it. If the trees could clap, they would. I bet you can think of situations like that. And this one lady told me something. So lady here. I'm not going to call her name. She said she went in the store. And the lady says, you smell like grapes. Well, grapes, you know, and I thought about it. When they went into the promised land, they carried grapes that were so big they had to have two people to carry them. two people. I'm entering into the promised land. What's going on? Creation is responding to who you being around. All creation. Why grapes? It's a part of that promise. When you start to get into a certain level of maturity, you know, we have that whole, with James, we had that whole move. We can see what's going on with that transformation. There's some cities across the world that are growing carrots like, you know, 10 feet. Creation. Been waiting for people to get their minds off themselves and grow up spiritually and get granted these things from the kingdom of God. It is so possible. Not only is it possible, it is happening. And not only is it happening, it will happen here. And let me tell you something. He won't come back until it's moving like that. I don't care if it's another 1,000 years. He is not coming back for a superficial church. A church in name only. He is not coming back for that. You know. See, we're growing. Here's PWM. We're growing, Tabitha. We're growing up into him in all things. It doesn't matter what we have in the natural. It matters what we have in the spirit. See, that's why Peter and James and them can say to that man at that gate, silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have. I know what I got from heaven. I know what type of maturity I'm coming into. I know what my spiritual responsibilities are now. I just don't want a spiritual tricycle anymore. I want to grow up to him in all things. And I want Jesus to get his reward. More than I want to be blessed, I want Jesus to get his reward. He's the Alpha and the Omega. I want to be more concerned with Father's will than my own. His purpose than my own. What pleases him rather than what pleases me. You know, I want to walk in the Lord's pleasure. So we're walking up in the higher things of the spirit. See, he's God bringing up. This is the year of training. We're in this spiritual training ground. As soon as your feet walk in this room, you can expect some training to start coming forth. you're like, well, where are the handouts? We don't have them. But this is free too. You know, just be here. Pastor Jerry ministered Wednesday night. I can't let that go. That thing was so strong. But see, we're learning what it means to be in the spirit, right? So you come in here, your feet going to hit some ground, some training ground, right? Some training ground. When you talk about training, some things are very, very difficult. They're just very difficult. Think about your kids going through school. And they had some difficult times, you know. That never happened with Dre. He just whizzed through, right, Dre? My wife wants the mic. But you understand what I'm saying. You had trouble with your children, right, Tabitha? One way or the other. If they whizzed through academically, they didn't whiz through other ways. Spiritually, it's the same way. So, Tony, we got a long way to go, right? We got a long way to go. But, you know, Father does it with joy. Spiritually, it's no different. So when you come against trials and things, just know they're for your growth. That's all I'm trying to get. So I need to read this. By A.B. Simpson. And I was looking actually for something else this morning, and this popped up, and I thought it was good. Because the Father is dependent on us. He's really dependent on us. See, that's maturity. It's one thing to get blessings. It's another thing to say, Pastor Mike, I'm dependent on you. And I don't even have to, you know, I can just put that one right off on you. I don't have to think about what is going to get done or not. I just know Pastor Mike is faithful to what I ask. I don't, you know, is he not going to make it or whatever, you know. I know Pastor Mike. You know, spiritually, God's the same way. Can I hand something to you and you're not going to faint? Or get absorbed in self. Can we die to ourselves enough to give him glory? Because really, when we think about it, this is all about his glory, right? Till the glory of the Lord covers all the land, right? It's all about him and his glory. Christianity has made it all about us. You know, even some of the songs we sing are quote-unquote worship songs. They're just so you can get satisfied. I'll let you kind of ponder that. Some of them aren't worship at all. Praise God. Thank God for Pastor Ross. Great day she has grown. Great day she knows how to do stuff now. Thank God. Great day she's on it. We're very fortunate to have her. Keep her in your prayers. Thank you. So here's another thing. I just need to read this. There's a natural law of sin and sickness, right? And if we just let ourselves go and sink into the trend of the circumstances, we will go down and sink under the power of the tempter. There's a natural law of sin and sickness. And if we just sort of, you know, back up and just let it happen, it's going to happen. Sin and sickness are going to run rampant because it's a natural law. But see, then there's a law of the spirit of life that the sons start to grow up in and learn about, right? We got to grow up. We got to grow up. Somebody say, why is there so much sin and sickness? Because that natural law is not being pushed back by the sons. Right? Baby Christians are going to get blessings, but they're not going to do nothing with this that sin and sickness thing. We're going to get temporary blessings, but we're not going to hold any throne authority. Oh, I felt that. So here's what's going to happen to Pastor Jerry. Well, here's what's happening to Pastor Jerry. She's getting throne authority on her. She overcame cancer. She overcame this one. She overcame honey boo. She overcame this, this, and this. Y'all know what I mean by honey boo. This, this, and this. I overcome. That didn't stop me from gaining more of Christ to be looked like him, right? So now I'm sitting on the throne with him. Now she can knock the sickness off of Mike because we're spiritually maturing. We can have a good time, but we got to spiritually mature too. Right? Right? So here's the grace of God on Kezia. Okay. She overcomes this, 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 and this without complaining about God, without saying, God, why'd you do this? We're learning that we're growing past that. We're growing past that. God, why you let this happen? No, that wasn't him. That's that old law of sin and disease. It's a law, right? It's like the law of the river flowing. You get in the river of sickness and disease, it's going to flow you downstream. But we done found a higher one. When we can buck that old one and see it's flowing upward. See, it takes time to get your mind renewed with that, right? See, we fight against God first. We fight against him. Then we start to say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. From the creation of the world, it was not meant to be so. But we climb up the different ladder like Jacob. Say, whoa, I ain't never seen a realm like this before. There's no disease anywhere. Ain't no disease anywhere. Ain't no sin anywhere up here. What a day. I can start on this train. Amen. There's another law of spiritual life and of physical life in Christ Jesus to which we can rise through and counteract and overcome the law that bears us downward. But to do this requires real spiritual energy. Spiritual revelation. Spiritual focus. spiritual authority, spiritual transition. So, I should have left Roz on the keyboard. Arise and take your rightful place upon the throne. Arise, arise. Not Jesus this time. You. You. Somebody said, I don't belong up there. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have spiritual capacity to walk in a realm, and that was before the foundation of the world, that you can walk in a whole nother order. You were made for this. You were made for this. You have a capacity for spiritual things yet untapped. It's there. Right, Cheryl mentioned that message a few Wednesdays ago. It's in there. You just have to be eating off the Lord's table. Eating spiritual things, right? You know, if we are a part of ministry that's more focused on doing than being, we're in the wrong place. You be first, then you do as he calls you to do. A lot of ministries are focused on doing, and that's where all of their attractiveness comes from. It's a deception. See, it takes a lot more focus on your inner man and a lot more time to grow than it does just natural things real, real quick. You know, even Jesus said, I don't ever do it unless I see my Father do it. You think about that. As all this power that's in me, I'm not going to do it unless he says do it. I've got all this life in me. I'm not going to do it. So here's all these people walking by him. And why do you heal him? Because Father didn't say do it. Here's this church growing up into sonship. Here we're moving, getting educated spiritually. Here we have the best masters in the world, the best doctor's degree in the world, can't compare to a spiritual education that we get in here. Because it's other realmish. And it belongs to another order. And this is exactly why Jesus said, the works I do, you'll do exactly the same thing, you'll do them also. But that, you know what that's contingent upon? Of us growing up spiritually. So you can be a baby, and you can read that, and you're going to go out and try to do what he did, because you read it in there, but you're still a baby, and it ain't going to work. There's some contingencies in there. Sonship. Doing what the Father said. Understanding that we must grow spiritually. That we're moving from infant to child, from infancy and childhood to spirituality, to sonship. Sons, sons, sons. One of the reasons I like CRCA, our child development, because our teachers, Tina and Shanique and Pastor Glow and Pastor Jerry, and they've been running that stuff, and they see these little children running around, and inside of them, they might not say it to themselves, but inside of them, they know there's got to be a transition from childhood. And so all of the approach to them cannot be in themselves. It cannot be. They can't come in and run roughshod over them. There has to be an extraordinary amount of patience. An extraordinary amount of love and grace on them to raise them kids out of one stage to another. It's another stage. And here's God crying out, can we get spiritually to another stage? Can we get to another stage? Can you stop whining, Rocky? Can you stop whining when tests come? I got to get you to another stage. All creation is waiting. The birds want to start singing when you hit the ground. She's coming forth. He's coming forth like silver and gold. Here's the Father. Now I can finally use them. Finally. I think about how long it took God to get the Apostle Paul ready for his call. 14 years that man was in the desert. 14 years to get the old out of you, to get you out of you, and to get you spiritually mature enough to give the gospel to a lost world. He couldn't just do it in a week or a day, you know. He couldn't just sort of, you know, I'm going to get inside of you and just do it all. Something about him had to get torn down to get him ready for that high calling. I can remember, you know, I would be asking God years ago, why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you doing it yet? You know, I'm so ignorant. He said, of course he wants to do it, but you're not ready. Of course he wants it more than we do. It's like he was saying, you won't grow spiritually. 14 years. And see, for us, here's our tendency. As soon as we hear how, you know, good the apostolic is, well, we start naming a few. You know, well, I'm going to be apostle then, you know. There's no grace, no maturity, no spiritual growth. There's nothing. There's no going through the fire, right? You know, do y'all know what that man went through? Okay. And at the end of it, and this is what we all have to start saying to ourselves. This light affliction. This light affliction. I mean, I've been in the water days and nights. I saw a light affliction. They done beat me 39 times, more than once, in my light affliction. Stoned me. My own countrymen are running me down. That's my light affliction compared to those, that glory that's going to be revealed. So here's what I gotta say to you. You might not want to be here, but to go into sonship, a lot's gonna have to happen. But you have to consider them light, even if you hurt down to your nitty gritty. God can't be compared. Now, just take Tina, for instance. See, she's got a little student with some special needs, and they want to call him Junior. We don't want to call him Junior. We don't call him by his real name. We call him Von Zell. We ain't calling you Junior. Okay. But she's got to consider that light affliction compared to seeing him grow into a responsible young man one day. You understand? So it's a blessing for Von Zell, for God to have put Von Zell in her midst. It's a blessing for God to have put Von Zell in her life. Because not only is Von Zell going to mature and have, she's going to mature. She is mature. Are you saying? So God's going to put a special needs person in your life. Don't push back. I got too much going on. Don't push back. You can't do it. Because that's your pathway to the kingdom of God. Get your mind off yourself. Get your mind off yourself. You haven't gone through anything yet. You haven't suffered unto blood. You haven't started hitting each other. You haven't suffered unto blood. You haven't suffered unto blood. What have you gone through? What have I gone through? Nothing compared When he God sticks someone in your life, and you turn your back. Oh, I got enough going on in my life. What is your life but a vapor? You know, so this pathway to the kingdom is not easy. I'm going to tell you straight. Sorry I didn't tell you when you first got born again. And then Jesus said, no, you don't put your hand to this plow and turn back. Yes, all right at the beginning. But here's the blessings, you know. Here's the blessings. See, these are the blessings of trials and tests. They get you up to the next step. And before you know it, you experience his glory every day. You don't even have to start asking for it. It's his glory. It's just coming. And you ain't never been anywhere until you experience his glory all the time. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you. That's not cheap stuff. That's not just, you know, gimme, gimme, gimme. That's for those who are growing up in him, who's getting their spiritual senses trained, who are saying, well, I see with my eyes one thing, but my spirit is telling me something else. I see with my eyes to say, or want to say one thing, but my spirit's saying, be quiet. I'm training spiritually now. Love is starting to overtake me more than the natural realm. And sickness weakens, sin weakens, all of it weakens. So we just can't say growing up, people, you know, sin is ended and sickness is ended. We can't say that. But we can grow into it. Oh, I'm getting stronger than it now because of the life that's growing in me and the life that's growing in PWM. We can start to sense our authority over it now. We're starting to sit on the throne. You know, it's Satan. You can do all you want to do, but you ain't getting on that throne, Pastor Glow. If I can keep you off that throne, you can say what you want to say. You can testify. You can do whatever. Church every Sunday and three times on Friday, but you can do whatever. But you ain't going to do nothing until you get some throne authority. See, listen, listen. Here's the dream. He that overcomes will sit on my throne. He that overcomes, whatever God allows to come your way, okay, God, give me the grace to do it. Move it. You know, I'm glad Shanique came up. Because, see, the playground, it's just overcoming. It's overcoming the natural. It's overcoming the situation. It's overcoming what we're supposed to not be able to do. It's just overcoming. We don't have the resources, but thank God we've got the grace and the spiritual growth to know that we can't get it by ourselves. So there's a faith rising. There's a dependency on God that's rising. It's rising. The natural's got to bow. Disease is going to start to bow. You understand? We're growing. You know, we have, this is why I love what the way Paul wrote, right? You know, I got hope for all of you, right? Because I don't see you in yourself. I see you in God's kingdom with the power of the Spirit of God. Not by might, not by power. That's how Rod's got the way she is. She got a long way to go, right, Tama? That's all right. I asked your daughter, so I... We're getting suspended in another realm. And depending upon another realm, right? Ask Tina. Ask Tina. She's going to start having dreams about, Pastor, I've been floating. Why am I floating, Pastor? Because another power is getting you off the earth and off the natural and off the sinful and off the sickness. Let that power do the work for you. I'm more relaxed and sitting on a throne than I am begging. I love this house, man. This is where we're going. We're starting to dabble in it more and more and more. This is what pleases the Father's heart. This is what gives us grace to move ahead. This is what makes you outstrip your contemporaries. And they'll say, what are you talking about? You got to be there. You go to those Outer Banks. Here we go. We start going up like this here. Those Outer Banks. I have people texting me. I'm telling you, they texted me after the last one. You got to go to the next in October. This texted me. It's hard for me to come down. I still can't come down. I can't come down. How do I get down? I said, stay up. Wow, we meet with him. We're growing up. We're growing up in him. So it's just not a conference. You know, meet with the Lord. It's hard to explain these things with all the religious background we have. All right. So praise the Lord. We're growing up to him. It's the year of spiritual education. All creation is waiting for the sons of God. All the creation. Watch things happen in your life. Amen. Pastor Glow, did you have anything that you wanted to share? You don't force it. I just wanted to.
There was a quick thing about submission when you were speaking of Jesus only doing what the Father, what he sees the Father do. And I thought quickly about CRCA and how when Pastor Jerry introduced us to people, she said Pastor Gary and Pastor Gloria are the owners of the center of the or of the center in the church and whatever. But Pastor Jerry is our director of CRCA. And she said something the other day to one of our staff people that stuck with me even. Because when they come to me, the staff, I mean, even children, I'll say, I might give them my opinion, but then I say, but you see Pastor Jerry. See what she has to say about it. What she says goes. So I was thinking about that's a lesson in submission. People will think just because we're owners that I'm not going to step over her. I will call her to make a decision that I think she needs to be involved in before I will make that decision. So I'm learning submission. I hadn't even thought of it like that until she brought it up to the staff person. But I just wanted to share that so that we all can be thinking about that and realize that you are under authority. I have authority, but I'm under authority, and I respect it.
Amen. Very good. Very good. Come on. Will y'all hear from Tina?
Yes.
Amen. Come on. Amen.
I wasn't going to say anything until Pastor Gloria said what she said when Pastor was talking about Von Zell. Yes, everybody called him Junior, but I realized when they're learning their names and learning who they are. And so when you asked him his name, he would say Junior. He didn't know Von Zell. So I even had to go to Mom to tell Mom, we can't call him Junior. We have to call him Von Zell because he has to know who he is. Mm. And as Pastor was talking about that, a lot of us don't know who we are. Mm. So in that, he's starting to learn who he is. And now when you ask him his name, he says it strongly. You might can't understand sometimes, but it's Von Zell. And he can tell you his name now and knows who he is. And so the training is getting easier as well.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Yeah. Say, what's your name?
What's your name?
Katina. And Katina.
Wow.
Yeah. We got to keep listening. Because do we know who we are? You know, our spiritual training will get easier if you just hear what I'm saying. Your training will get easier. You don't push back. Don't push back.
We have to pray and open our spirits. Something that was said this morning. We have to open our spirits. We have to accept that we belong on the throne for generations, millennia. We don't think that we belong on the throne. And toward the end of your message, it's, I pray this comes out right. We belong on the throne, and the enemy is mad. He went around it the wrong way. He went about it the wrong way. You know, the angels have, and you're talking about submission, the angels have their position. They never have been supposed to have been on the throne, but because he said, I will be like God, he tried to get on the throne. But then here comes God creating each one of us. We're precious in his sight, and he wants us on the throne. So I hope I'm in order.
There's a spiritual capacity in each one of us to get on that throne. Satan is so mad. That's really, if you want to read further, just read Revelation 12 about that whole thing. You know, they're fighting in the heavenlies. You know, they're fighting in the heavenlies. They're fighting in the heavenlies of Revelation 12. They're fighting. I wasn't going to go that far, but since Rocky opened the door, they were fighting in the heavenlies about the child. Remember the child. You belong there. You have the capacity like your dad. Come on. Come on. Oh, Tony's going to close. He's going to close, so, you know, you can say yours then. Come on. Yeah, please say.
I wasn't going to share it at first. Because it's hard for me to say it. But last week when I was here, God was revealing some things in me that I wasn't being obedient in. And he showed me, I don't know if y'all know the X-Men, and he showed me Wolverine, okay? And he showed me every time he was trying to kill me, I would turn into a Wolverine, where I would heal myself back up to, you know, I would die for a second and, you know, submit to him for a second, but then I would heal myself to go, you heal my own flesh to go back into my flesh. And so it's like he showed me I won't allow myself to stay dead. I keep reviving myself and healing myself in the wrong way. And then today when Pastor Roz was, but then as he was showing me this, he was also holding me. And at the end of service, I came and gave you a hug, and I had so much peace over me, and I told you I could go to sleep. And I meant that because it was the same hug that I felt as I was sitting there and he was revealing it to me. And then today when Pastor Roz was singing the last song, you know, it really, really got to me because I don't know as far as others, but love has been the thing that I've wanted the most, where I felt I didn't receive it. And to see how much love he's had for me, and I don't deserve it because I fought him the whole way, kicking, screaming. And even when I've went against him, didn't believe in him, you know, scrutinized him, you know, in my past, he still stood by me. And I'd never, up until Pastor Roz was singing that song, I never understood why. Why are you doing this? Why are you here? You know, the why. And the why sound like why. You know, like Pastor Jerry said, crying. Why are you here? You know. And it's always, we always come to him with a question. Why are you, even good or bad, why is this happening to me? Why are you here for me? Why, you know, we're always questioning him instead of accepting and just standing still and accepting and receiving what he's giving us, but also not being, like Christian said, fearful of releasing what he's giving. And that's been my journey of learning how to accept what he's given me and to try to release back what he's giving me. So.
Very good stuff. Very good stuff. Very good. Anybody else before we leave for Tony closes? It's a year of education, spiritual education. Grow up to him in all things. Spiritually, you will not regret it. Let it happen. Tina, you're very good today, Tina. You're very good. Amen. Love this house. Amen.
Amen. It's kind of amazing how God can speak to you the same message, almost the same message, the night before. I don't know if a lot of y'all might follow me on Facebook, but the Lord was kind of speaking to me about this blessing thing and how God has to put us through things. He has to be, basically, he's the order of our footsteps first. We need to delight in his way first. And so last night, I had wrote Psalms 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And I said it, don't hasten the process of your blessing just to get into an expected end, because a blessing given too soon is not a blessing at all. That's like giving keys to a toddler. You're not ready to handle it. Remember the prodigal son. He was not ready for the blessing of his inheritance. We should not haste to make the same mistake. Be patient. Trust the process. God has to put, trust the process that God has put you on. Do not rush it. There are lessons to be learned, and in the waiting, that will prepare you for the full manifestation of God's full plan to prosper your life. So don't stray from that path. It'll be worth it. So with that, how can we be ready to sit on the throne with him if we're not letting him put us through what his plan is for our lives? We set ourselves up for failure when we're trying to sit on the throne before we're ready. We say we want to reign and rule with him on earth, but we're not willing to let him put us through things. So it's like that whole blessing, like that gimme, gimme, or why ain't this happening, why this ain't happening, that's us trying to control our lives. So we can't sit there and say, you know, we can't pray. Like another thing, something that came up earlier this week, is that the Lord said, you can pray high. We can throw our prayers up into heaven. We can say all of these wonderful things. But if our hearts aren't submitted to him, they never leave the ground. If our attitudes is not right, our prayers never leave the ground. And that's how a lot of the church has become. We've become so self-centered. We've become so soulish that we are not even, our prayers aren't even leaving the ground like it was. And God's like, I'm not going to entertain that. I'm not going to entertain that. I got to get you right. I have to develop you. I have to make you spotless. You know, God is trying to iron out those wrinkles in our lives. Not for our good, but for his good, because he has a purpose from us from the womb. And I learned that this morning from my son, you know, but, you know, I can't protect him. Only God can protect him. God is the only one that can uphold him. No matter what I do, no matter how much I try to protect him, no matter how many precautions and things that I go about, I can't do it. All I can do is be obedient to the word of God and trust that he will uphold him. And that's what we have to understand about our lives and our children, all of our children. No matter how they stray, because that's like the prodigal son, no matter how far they go, he's the one that's going to hold them up. He's the one that will bring them back. His love will be able to break that chain of this world. But until God moves, it's nothing that we can do. So we can keep asking for blessings. We can do all of those things because they have their earthly good. But if it comes too soon, it's not worth it, because it's only going to separate us from what God's spiritual education for our lives. So if I'm going through and James said, I got you. Don't worry. Let me bless you with this. And we were like, oh, that's God. That's God. But maybe God needed me in that situation. I needed to be in that broken situation for a little while. So let's not turn away those situations in our lives. Let's trust the process. Let that education, and trust me. And this gonna be my final thing because I can go on. But all of you know I've been out of school since 2006. Like I've been in school, but I've been out of high school since 2006. I wanted to play basketball. That was my biggest desire. I could have had opportunities, but things just seemed to never work out for me. It was just like, and I used to hate it. I would sit there and talk to God. I'm like, Lord, I'm walking through the halls with my Bible. I'm praying. People even calling me Martin Luther King or preacher man, all this other stuff, and they knowing me by this. And I remember coming to pastor and asking him, like, I have an opportunity to go to school, but I feel like I'm growing right now in the church, so I don't know if I should leave. And he told me, he said, I will always say, put God first. You know, this is small. He told me a lot more, but this was basically it. Put God first. You don't want to. Education is good, but you want to be where God is. And just through that, just the way everything lined up, I decided, I was like, yeah, that's the right choice. You know, I'm not ready to really go off to school. And, you know, I was like, maybe I take another year off and see where God wants to lead me. But through that, all that, I used to have such a struggle in school. Like, I've never, you know, until my last couple years of high school, I never was a studious person. I never got good grades and anything like that. Hated going to school, hated the lectures, all that stuff. Many of y'all might understand that. But, like, as college, I was having the same struggles. Like, I just didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. After a certain amount of time, I got with my wife and, you know, my desires for basketball, you know, it still was the same. I still loved it, but it wasn't I didn't have a hunger to go through the everyday grind anymore. And I kind of got to a point where I was okay with it. You know, I felt like every time I got close to it anyway, I got hurt or something stopped me. And I was like, so God, if this is not what you don't want me to do, what do you want me to do? I'm at this job. I have to work on Sundays. I feel like I work every single day. Like, and it's like, I'm getting persecuted here, you know. You know, I opened a business. You know, I thought it was a blessing. It's a struggle. It's like, and I'm like, but from 2016, it seemed like a lot of stuff started just started dropping. You know, I was like, Lord, I don't even pray as much. I don't feel as close to you as much. Even though I was in church, I was still, you know, God was doing stuff in my life. I was still able to give testimonies and stuff like that. So I still was. I know God was moving, but I just like I didn't feel it, you know, earthly sense. So anyway, with all that being said, it's, you know, 2016, that was 10 years after being out of school. I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a respiratory therapist, but I couldn't get financial aid. For some reason, I didn't know why I couldn't get financial aid. I always had to take one class at a time, and it just felt like they kept adding courses to the program, all this other stuff, and it was very discouraging. I just was like, I'm tired of it. I was like, if something don't break for me, I was like, I might just have to go to the military or something. Like, it's like, that was where I was. I was just so ready to give up. And all of a sudden, you know, during this time, the miscarriages and all that stuff was going on, so it was just like thing after thing. And and then one day, I was like, I'm just going to pray over it and say, God, I give up. It's in your hands. And the Lord is like, I remember him telling me, he says, anything you want, just ask for it. And I was like, I feel like I've been praying for it for years. Like, and I was like, but I was like, this time I was like, Lord, I give up. Whatever you want for my life, please make a way for it. If it's school, make a way for it. Put people in place. And so one day I went up to, I was like, I'm just going to go up to the student advisor. I'm talking to her. She came in. And she was like, well, I don't know. She was like, you got so many credits. Let me look at your stuff. And she was like, do you get financial aid? I was like, no, I don't know why. You know, I don't ever get it. She was like, well, yeah, that's kind of strange. And then she was like, well, oh, I see what it is. They coded you wrong. So for about 7-8 years, I've been coded in the system wrong, which has kept me from getting financial aid. But God placed her there. I could have talked to anybody else, which I have talked to a bunch of other advisors before. And she the one that asked about it. I never brought it up. She asked it. I was like, I'm just going to pay for it. I'm just going to go into student debt, and I'm going to get through school. And that was my thought process. God said, no, I got you. So that's the start of it. You know, so then she, not only that, she advised me on what I should do to get through school. So for that next year, for this 2017 year, I grinded out, and I had some struggles. I, you know, new breed knows about it because I used to ask them to pray for me because it was like I had a tough teacher, and God saw me through A's and B's, you know, for the next this past year. So, and you know, everybody who might know that, you know, sometimes getting into the medical field can be a little hard trying to apply for school. So with all the drama and all this stuff throughout the years, you know, a lot of people was like, well, I couldn't even get in. I had this. And the first thing I told them, I was like, and I had these, it was like a bunch of people that had 4.0s in my school class. And they were just bragging. I was like, I ain't got that. And I just kind of got nervous, like, if they ain't getting in, like, well, how can I get in? And God was like, ask me for anything. I got you. Just have faith, basically. And I was like, okay, Lord, if it's your plan, it's going to work. And so every time somebody said, oh, I could, you know, it's okay if you don't get in, da 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 da, I was like, well, I think God got me. I think I'm going to be straight, you know. I said, and so basically last week I found out that I got in on my first try. So that's a blessing right there. So God is already moving me in that direction. He's lining me up, you know, for my education. And as I've been, you know, as I've been going through the process, I've been dying to myself a lot, because not only that, you know, like I said, the job situation, I got Monday through Friday, you know, I'm able to come to church every Sunday, you know, unless something dire happens, but I'm able to come to church, I'm able to move, God is able to do things in my life that I wasn't able to, like, that I didn't see a couple years ago, 2 years ago when with the miscarriages, I was thinking about going to do, just making a rash decision in myself and saying, hey, let me fix my problem, which I didn't really want to do anyway. So I'm thankful that God is saying, you know, these 2 years, definitely when we were new, you know, the new breed thing, that definitely helped me through, you know, during those times. But I'm watching how God lined up my life to where right now I feel like it's blessing after blessing after blessing. And people are, and even people that seeing it is blessed. They're like, man, I'm so blessed by y'all testimony. Everything I see, like, wow, you got in on your first time. That's such an encouragement. Like, I'm encouraged to go back to school. Like, somebody was like, oh, you open your business. Man, I'm thinking about doing that too myself. You know, it's like anything, you know, any tips you got. And because I went through those struggles, you know, and we're in a better place right now with my business, I'm able to guide people a lot more. And I'm looking back and saying, Lord, I didn't realize all these struggles were for that reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easy to say now that I'm out, but when I was going through, it was terrible. It was just a terrible thing. Even with my son, you know, I look at him when he's sleeping, I thank God for it. Like, I'm like, wow, Lord, I don't want nothing to happen to him, but I just, like, I know you got him. So I have to trust that. So I'm sorry for holding that up, but I just had to share it. But I'm going to pray us out. Heavenly Father, we trust and know that you are God. Heavenly Father, we know that you are sitting on the throne. There is nothing that we lack, Heavenly Father, because we have an open heaven over our lives. We are children of God. It's because you called us, Lord God. So those who are called, O Lord God, according to his purpose, their lives, O Lord God, and everything shall work out good for your plan, Lord God, for the plans that you have over our lives. So we thank you, and we just pray a special anointing over each and every one of us in this room. Heavenly Father, that we can walk in the education, O Lord God, of the Spirit. Heavenly Father, that we can seek the kingdom first. Heavenly Father, that you will protect our minds and our hearts, O Lord God, when it tries to stray, O Lord God, you will keep us on the straight and narrow. Heavenly Father, guide us up into heaven each day, Lord God, that we may be able to dwell before your throne, O Lord God, learning about you, Lord God, being guided on how to walk in this earth, Lord God, so that we may be able to give back to you, Lord God, so that we can truly walk in sonship. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this message. We thank you for the man of God, O Lord God, your apostle, Lord God, your child, O Lord God, who you allowed to deliver this message, and all those, O Lord God, who are you are constantly giving nuggets of truth to, Lord God. We just thank you, O Lord God. We just pray that you still continue to spiritually guide us. In Jesus' name, amen.